everybody. Good morning. It is 3:30 here where I am in Houston. All right. This is Food for Thought. Thoughts if it were you, and I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. It's been a while since I've released an episode, so we're going to go ahead and get back started where we were. Let's see here. Going through the list of items and stuff that has been requested and piling up over the last couple of weeks. I'm sorry that I missed all you guys. I'm sorry I didn't get to any of your requests, but here I'm going to make it up to you. We're actually going to start with one I have received a couple of questions about. This looks very interesting. Actually, there's a good couple of requests here for this one. All right, let's see here. I guess we're going to go ahead and cover what Cancer is. And no, not the astrological sign. That'll be a different series I'll start later. Believe me, it'll be a lot of fun. No, I'm talking about the disease Cancer. Yeah. That's going to be a fairly interesting topic. All right, let's see here. How can I best express what this is? I got a good idea. So here's basically in a nutshell, what cancer is. And I'm going to go into more details with it in a minute after our break. But cancer is basically a name that they give to like a collection of different related, they're different diseases, but they're all related. And in all types of cancer, some of the body cells begin to divide without stopping and spread into different tissues. Almost like a virus, if you will. Virus and bacteria. It spreads like bacteria, but it multiplies and divides up like a virus. I guess it's the best way to describe it, okay? It starts off slowly almost anywhere in a human's body, which is made up of trillions and trillions of cells, okay? Normally, human cells grow and divide to form new cells as the body needs them, typically. But when the cells grow old or become damaged, they die and new cells take their place. This is, well, at this point, common knowledge. Well, when cancer develops, however, this orderly process that your body normally has is basically sent into disarray. As the cells become more and more abnormal, old or damaged cells survive when they should die. And the new cells form when they are not needed. That's basically what's happening. Okay. Let me reword that a little bit better. So your body continues to produce new cells even when it's not needed. And the old ones that are supposed to have died and, you know, been replaced with the new cells somehow revive and never die, okay? These extra cells can then divide without stopping and may form growths, what they call tumors. Basically, it's a mass of new cells that's being made on top of what's there when they're not needed. And many cancers form solid tumors, which is like a mass of tissues. That's what they usually tell you. There's a cancerous mass or a tumor in your body, wherever it may be. That's what that is. And cancers of the blood, such as leukemia, the different leukemias. Oh, on my next episode, I'll cover leukemias, so you know what that is. But they generally do not form solid tumors. This one's a kind of liquid mass, if you will. Or, well, what would the blood be considered? Kind of like think of it like an oil, a very thick oil. Like, that's the best I could think of with that one. Cancerous tumors are malignant, which means that they can spread into or invade any nearby tissue that's near them. In addition to that, they grow. Some cancer cells can also break off into smaller chunks and then travel to different places in the body using the blood or the lymph system. And they form new tumors far, far from the original one. That's why if you have a tumor that's, for whatever reason, growing in, like, let's just say, let's go with leukemia. If, say you have leukemia, cancer in the bloodline, that same mass of cancerous cells can spread throughout your entire body, sending them God knows wherever. This can also give you different other kinds of cancer all over your body, And yes, this also includes the brain, the heart, your digestive system, your stomach, different other places. Even lung cancer is a thing, okay? After all, the blood has to go through your lungs from there where your air comes in, goes into your blood vessels, and is then transported through your body. So, and it's not too far off from that. Unlike malignant tumors, though, there are others that are what they call benign. This is what people hope for. Benign tumors do not spread. They do not invade nearby tissues. They can sometimes be quite large. However, when removed, they usually don't grow back, whereas malignant tumors will. Unlike most benign tumors elsewhere in the body, benign brain tumors can be life-threatening. And on that note, being one of those types of people who survived that kind of experience, and at the same time also being, 3 years old, I can honestly admit to that it's also a very painful experience, and one that I remember very vividly. Anyway, we're going to take a short break here, and then we're going to talk about the difference between cancer cells and normal ones. Everybody, and we're back. Aside from that last bit in the last piece being sounding a little depressing, we're gonna go ahead and move on. So I covered what cancer generally is, and okay, not very descriptive, I admit, but it was the best I could think of on a short notice. On that break, I went and got a little how do I put this? I found a little article on the difference between cancer and normal cells. Basically, the gist of it is basically this, okay? I'm gonna give this in the best description I can. I'm not very good at summarizing, I promise you. Okay, so cancer cells differ from normal cells in many different ways that allow them to grow out of control and become invasive or massive in some cases. The main difference between the cancer cells are they're less specialized than normal cells, okay? Normal cells mature into very distinctive type cells with specific functions, okay? So they do, certain things. Cancer cells don't do that, all right? One reason that, unlike normal cells, cancer cells continue to divide without stopping, okay? Normal cells don't do that. When normal cells regenerate, they regenerate only what's needed for that specific portion of your body, and that's it. Whereas cancer cells continue to divide and grow and multiply. In addition to that, cancer cells are able to ignore signals that normally tell cells to stop dividing, and that begin a process known as programming cell death, or how do I say this word? Oh my god. Apoptosis. I do believe that's how it's pronounced. If I'm blowing that out of proportion, guys, feel free to leave me a comment. I'll correct it. Which the body uses to get rid of unneeded cells. Okay? Apoptosis. Now, that sounds better, actually. It's basically known as programmed cell death. Your body's supposed to use this system to get rid of unneeded cells. Well, cancer cells may be able to influence the normal cells as well and change them. Molecules and blood vessels that surround also help feed the tumor. The area known as the microenvironment, okay? I think I worded that wrong. Let me try that again. Cancer cells influence the normal cells, the molecules, blood vessels that surround it, and they feed the tumor. That area is known as the microenvironment. But for an instance, you know, cancer cells can induce nearby cells to form blood vessels that supply tumors with oxygen and nutrients. They need to grow as well. These blood vessels also remove waste products from tumors as well. So you might actually have additional blood vessels in your body that shouldn't be there as a result of this as well. cancer cells are often able to evade the immune system for a very long time. Therefore, the immune system can't fight it. A network of organs, tissues, and specialized cells that protect the body from infection and other conditions becomes basically useless against tumors. Although the immune system normally removes damaged or abnormal cells from your body, some cancer cells are able to hide from the immune system and they can't find it. They can also use the immune system to stay alive and grow as well. For example, with the help of certain immune system cells that prevent a runaway immune response, cancer cells can actually keep the immune system from killing cancer cells altogether by making them seem normal. Okay? While this sounds like a very bad thing, and it could be worse for people who have cancer, believe it or not, this isn't always the case, and this is kind of rare. It depends on the type of cancer that you have. Okay. So, I covered the difference between the cancer cells and normal ones, and I told you what it is. How does cancer come about? Alright, well, let me simplify this for you. First off, normally, cancer is a genetic disease. Okay, that is, it's caused by changes to the genes that control the way our cells function, and especially how they grow and divide. Okay, genetic changes that cause cancer can be inherited from your parents. In some people's cases, that's not always the case. Keep that in mind. It can also arise during a person's lifetime as a result of errors that occur in cell dividing or because of damage to the DNA caused by certain environmental exposures. Cancer-causing environment exposures include substances such as chemicals and tobacco smoke, because you can get lung cancer from tobacco smoke. Radiation, that's a big one, such as ultraviolet rays from the sun as well. There are some people who are allergic to sunlight for some reason. That's actually a thing. I'm not laughing about it because it's not funny. It's just interesting to note that there is. Each person's cancer has a unique combination of genetic changes that makes them different from like another person's. They can be similar but not the same. As cancer continues to grow, additional changes will occur as well. Even within the same tumor, different cells may have different genetic changes. You could have two or three different tumors in the same tumor. All they're going to see is cancer cells. They're not really going to know if it's two or three different kinds. They're just going to see one giant massive tumor. Unless they actually manage to cut a piece out and check, no one's really going to know. And in general, cancer cells have more genetic changes, such as a mutation in DNA, than normal cells, making it more like a virus more so than bacteria, in my earlier analogy in this podcast. Some of these changes may have nothing to do with the cancer at all. Keep that in mind. They may be the result of the cancer rather than its cause. It's one of those many, many things, okay? I was about to say, let's take another short break here, but I want to cover another thing real quick. Drivers of cancer, is another issue here. The genetic changes that contribute to cancer tend to affect three main types of genes. The proto-oncogenes, it's really hard to say some of these words, tumor suppression genes, and the DNA repair genes, okay? These changes are sometimes called what they call drivers of cancer. The proto oncogenes are involved in normal cell growth and division. That's one of the first systems that's messed up, usually. However, when these genes are altered in certain ways or are more active than normal, they may become cancer-causing genes, allowing cells to grow and survive when they should not. Typically, this is the system that would destroy the old ones and replace them. Tumor suppression genes are also involved in controlling cell growth and division. Cells with certain alterations in tumors, suppression genes may divide into in an uncontrollable manner, just mass producing like crazy. the DNA repair genes are involved in fixing damaged DNA. The cells with mutations in these genes tend to develop additional mutations in other genes by abnormally adding stuff that shouldn't be there or removing things that need to be there. These mutations may cause the cells to become cancerous as well. And as scientists have learned more about the molecular changes that lead to cancer, they have found that certain mutations commonly occur in many types of cancer. Because of this, you know, cancers are sometimes characterized by the type of genetic alterations that they believe are driving them, not just by where they develop in your body and how the cancer cells look under a microscope. Just keep that in mind. Just because it looks like that does not mean that that's what that is. They still have to check and see, because it could look like it's one thing and be completely something else, okay?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You are listening to the soulful sounds of Neogentrix, ladies and gentlemen. So hang in there, gather some knowledge, because knowledge is important, and it also is power. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Peace. I am out.
All right, so we covered what can create a tumor or how it comes to be, how it births. That sounds gross. But let's go ahead and cover what happens when cancer spreads. It can spread from a place from where it first started to another place in the body, and they call that metastatic cancer. Okay? The process in which cancer spreads to other parts of the body is called metastasis, however. And, you know, metastatic cancer has the same name as the type of cancer cells as the original, or primary cancer. That sounds strange. Anyway, let me give you an example of what I mean, okay? So, for example, breast cancer that spreads to and forms a metastatic tumor in the lung is a metastatic breast cancer. That is not lung cancer. It didn't start there. It just ended up there. Okay? Keep that in mind. Now, under a microscope, metastatic cancer cells generally look the same as the cells of the original piece. Original tumor, not original piece. Moreover, I'm starting to use my big words again. They're sounding weird to me. But, anyway, metastatic cancer cells and cells of the original cancer usually have the same molecular features in common, such as the presence of specific types of chromosome changes that they have. Treatments may help prolong the lives of some people with metastatic cancer. In generally, though, the primary goal of the treatments for metastatic cancer is to control the growth of the cancer or to relieve symptoms that it causes. Metastatic cancers can cause severe damage to how the body functions, and most people who die of cancer, they die of a metastatic disease, not of the cancer. Keep that in mind. With that being said, there are tissue changes that occur in your body also, but they're not cancer. Keep this in mind. Not every change of the body in the body's tissues is cancer. Some tissue changes may develop into cancer if they're not treated. However, okay, you know what? Screw it. Here are a couple of examples of tissue changes that are not cancer, but in some cases are still monitored just in case. Hyperplasia? Well, it's another one of those weird words. Occurs when cells within a tissue divide faster than normal and extra cells proliferate. However, despite that, the cells and the way the tissue is organized look normal under a microscope. Hyperplasia can be caused by several factors or conditions, including chronic irritation, where similar to how your hand looks when you have an irritation and it starts turning red. It's similar to that kind of irritation, but it's not the same thing. Dysplasia. It's more of a serious condition than hyperplasia. In dysplasia, there is also a buildup of extra cells, but the cells look abnormal and they are changing in how the tissue there are changes in how the tissue is basically organized. In general, the more abnormal the tissue and cells look, the greater the chance that cancer will form, from what we basically have said before. Now, sometimes a dysplasia may need to be monitored or treated. An example of dysplasia is an abnormal mole caused by a dysplastic nevus, or that forms under your skin, or on the skin for that matter. A dysplastic nevus can turn into melanoma, although most don't. So when you see a mole, it can, they often want you to still get them checked, but there's not always a guarantee that that can cause cancer. An even more serious condition is carcinoma in situ. Although it is sometimes called cancer, carcinoma in situ is not cancer because the abnormal cells do not spread beyond the original tissue. That is, they don't invade nearby tissues the way the cancer cells do. But because some carcinomas may become cancer, they are usually treated. There's not, I'm not saying there's not a possibility that it can still happen. I'm saying that it could happen. Okay, it's just not as common. All right. All right, everybody. So that basically covers the gist of what is cancer. This is only going to be part one for this set. There is a little bit more I would like to cover, so stick around. I will be releasing part two, not too far off from this one, and I'll be covering the second half of types of cancer, and going a little more detail on the different types of cancer, not the different kinds of cancer. That's different. We're going to cover different types of cancer in the next episode. So stick around for that. And if you still want to know about more about cancer and the different ones that there are, whether breast cancer, lung cancer, anal cancer, that's a thing, go ahead and drop a like on my Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and tell me which types of cancer you'd like to hear about. And I'll go ahead and go into a little more detail on that specific one. Like I said, stick around on the next podcast episode here on Food for Thought. I will cover types of cancer. This is your host, Neil Gentrix. I wish you the best. Enjoy the rest of your day. And for those of you who do have cancer, worry not. There is research going on, and they're working hard right now, day in and day out, to find a cure for you, okay? Or at least try to help you in a way that's to reduce your suffering so you can live a little bit longer, enjoy time with your family, you know, until the appointed day comes where you choose to just go ahead and give up and let it take you, or God comes and takes his people home and all suffering completely ends, and the world as well. But until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.